Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, just after 6 o'clock.
I don't know where it is. I can't find it. I just don't have the energy to stop ripping my whole house apart either.
But it can't be just... It's got to be limited places it could be. Like you retrace your steps and stuff, so it's not the whole house.
No, well...
It's so important. I mean,
well, it could be beyond the house, is what I'm thinking. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I can't find it.
When you lose something, it'll drive you crazy. If you don't find it right away, it'll drive you crazy trying to reenact your life and figure out where you could possibly have lost something.
When I lose something, I usually give myself... we got to go into another tune, right? Mm-hmm. I'll get into it in a second.
Mm.
I usually give myself 24 hours, but like 24 hours passed yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I just don't have it in me.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to find it in me, but I can't. I don't have it.
Maybe you guys have a solution or an idea.
Yeah.
Talk about it next. 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 6:07 Thursday morning. So it's been over 24 hours since the wedding ring disappeared?
Yeah. I went to that event at Menino's for Tim Sini on, what was it? What's today? Today's Thursday? Mm-hmm. So that was Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I had it on when I left the house.
Uh-huh.
I was only gone from like 7. I was home by 9 o'clock. Yeah. I left the house at 6:45. I was home by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That ring was on my finger when I left.
Mm.
And when I got home... I guess the next morning I woke up and I'm looking for my ring because I take it off and I can't find it anywhere.
So the first time you realized it was missing was the next morning.
The next morning.
Not when you got home that night.
No.
So you could have had it on when you got back home as well, so it could be lost at your house.
Right. That's the only thing I'm thinking. I mean, I didn't...
But you haven't found it yet.
I haven't found it yet. I thought maybe because... I lost some weight, so I thought maybe it just slid off my finger while I was sleeping. Like, if I put my hands underneath my pillows, underneath my pillow, and then if I moved it, it could have, like, got caught between the mattress and the pillow.
Positioned. Right, it would slide
off
your finger.
And slid off, but I didn't see it. And with my bed...
So you looked like in the bed covers, the sheets, whatever, in the pillowcase, not there?
Yeah. And the thing is like, with my bed, it's like a day bed when I sleep in the office downstairs, because I need to sleep by myself. And don't judge me, I just can't. And what happens, if it falls under there, without taking that whole thing apart, that's just staying. I'm not doing
it. So it could be in there?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't started.
Does the bed fold out?
No. Well, yes
and
no.
Like the day bed thing? Do you pull it out like it'd be a sleeper sofa type thing or no?
No, it's just like a day bed.
So that's it.
Yeah, but underneath it, it can pull out. You can put a whole nother mattress on there. And
so until you pull that thing out and really look under
everything,
you don't know.
I'm not doing that. Because it's such a pain in the ass.
Why? But your wedding ring is in there somewhere.
To pull it, I would... My wedding ring, I think, cost $70.
Yeah.
You know, literally $70.
But it's the one your wife gave you.
She'll get over it.
She's not over it yet.
She's not breaking my balls about it. She's not like thinking I'm not up to no good. She doesn't even really, she just wants to know, she's like, can I just help you try and find it? I said, listen, you're recovering from back surgery. Can you do me a favor and just sit your ass down because I don't need any setbacks.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be like crunched over looking under couches and stuff.
I just need you to get yourself up and running and like take some of the pressure off the schedule. But it's all I need you to do. So just get your act together. Be cool.
Yeah.
And you know. And that's it. But I don't know where it could be.
My mom would say a prayer to St. Anthony. I hope I find a St. Anthony.
Yeah, but here's the
problem. And he'll find it.
Here's the problem. St. Anthony would be like, oh, now you want me? Now you want my attention.
Are you?
Who are you? I haven't seen you in church since you're 9.
You talking to me?
Right.
Well.
So I don't know what the game plan is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, keep looking, I guess.
Normally, if I take it off, it's on the sink in my bathroom.
Yep. Yeah.
Or on my desk.
On the sink in your bathroom? It can't end up down the drain?
I got like a pedestal sink in there.
Uh-huh.
So it's got, it would have to
there's
literally.
Stuff in the way.
The sink is in the way because you got the countertop and the ring would actually have to jump
Over the rim?
Over the rim.
Of the sink.
To get into the sink.
That happened here. Our production guy, Tony, he had his wedding ring fall down the sink at one of our parties at Flanagan's in Babylon.
Oh.
And the guys had to come in and they took all the pipes off underneath the sink.
Right,
and everything.
But what I'm saying is mine can't just slide into the sink. It would have to, the ring would have to have legs and jump up about 12 inches, about a foot. Jump up just to get into the sink.
And one of my favorite scenes from that night was watching Captain Buzzkill trying to unscrew the pipe. Well, I can't do that. It's too tight.
It was great.
Hand me a wrench.
No, I mean, we got to call somebody. I can't get that unscrewed.
Right.
Well, good luck. I hope you find it. That'll drive you nuts. 6'11".
But you know what is funny? I haven't even had the time to let it drive me nuts.
Oh, I see.
This weekend.
Well, soon enough, it's a holiday weekend.
Right. Right.
That'd be horrible.
Right.
Find it before then.
You know, as soon as I'm starting to get into a place that resembles relaxation, I'll hear, you're really not going to go look for the ring?
Ted Lindner has the roads.
Your BAB Browns Jeep headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic on the roads this morning. Sunrise Highway eastbound headed into the Hamptons. It's a slow go already here east of exit 65.
When you call, tell him you want Rocky's diet and tell him you heard it on BAB.
617, Roger and JP. JP's missing, not lost, but missing wedding ring at the moment.
I think lost might be the right word.
Well, lost is final.
Lost is
missing
final?
Missing is it's still possible you'll find it.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, retrace your steps. Say a prayer to St. Anthony. You know, these are the types of things that people come up with, but it just comes down to you looking at every detail of what's around you. It got to be rolled in there somewhere.
Well, where'd you lose it?
There's that wonderful
That's
advice
my favorite.
To your mom. Hey, good morning, BAB. What's up?
Not only praying to St. Anthony, sounds like the whole thing sounds a little fishy.
No, it really isn't fishy. I promise you that. Yeah, it really isn't fishy.
Look at you coming in trying to stir the pot.
Yeah, listen, if it was fishy, I wouldn't be masturbating nearly as much as I do.
Yeah, listen, you got to tell the boys out there, don't with your rings. Leave them on. Don't mess with them.
No, I didn't take it off. I take it off every night, but I didn't. Yeah, no, there's nothing shady going on. I can promise you that.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks.
God bless. Best of luck, man.
I use the policy of just keeping my finger fat enough to keep it on.
Yeah.
Seems to work. There's no way this ring's coming off at the moment. I have to slice a little skin, thin the finger down a little bit manually to get this ring off. Susan keeps bothering me. She's like, man, you got to get that cut off or something and enlarge a little bit. I mean, I'm just a little too heavy for this.
Well, better yet, get on a treadmill, fatty.
I can do that. 6'18".
No, her answer is have it sawed off and get a bigger one when you can just like...
Because it's like strangling my finger.
Right. It's been worse, though.
It's not like my finger's super fat. It's just enough. Like, kick it over the knuckle. Ted Lindner has the stuff you need to know.
The NFL owners yesterday unanimously approving a new national anthem policy requiring players to stand if they're on the field, but it gives them the option to remain in the locker room if they'd rather do that. Afterwards, the Jets said they would pay any fines and not penalize players if they violate the policy. Sunny today, really nice, up to 80. It'll be warmer if you're heading into New York City. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. Saturday, more humid, still around 80. Sunday, it'll be cooler, around 70. And then Memorial Day, Monday, showers in 65. Right now, it's 60 in Bayshore. The Rangers beat the Yanks 12-10. The Marlins beat the Mets 2-1. It'll be the Vegas Golden Knights and the Washington Capitals in the Stanley Cup Finals. And the New York Rangers hired Boston University's David Quinn to be their new head coach to replace Elaine Vigneault. That's the stuff you need to know this morning on 102.3 WBAB.
The Classic Rock, Roger, JP 623. There are certain ways to keep a ring on your finger. Having your finger be a little fat is one of them. That's kind of like been, not my trick, but just a... Not my choice. That's how it's been.
I should just fatten up a little bit, is that what you're telling me?
JP lost his wedding ring, and you dropped a couple pounds. Maybe it just slid off, but haven't found it yet.
There it is.
Oh, that is a weird sound when you hear that, right?
All right.
Start looking around.
Apparently, it's at the parking lot of the Coliseum.
Good morning. BAB, go ahead.
Roger, I was like you too, but I took mine off to, we'll say, lubricate the hand, and it actually fell off the bed and landed in a shoe underneath my bed, like on the side of the bed. There for like a month. I found the ring, but I found a newer ring. I bought a new ring. We kind of redid our vows, and I got her another ring as well.
I'm not going through all that.
You don't have to. I got her fatter ring for me. I got a black titanium one, a little bit cooler.
Okay.
Different, and it fits the fat finger.
Hey, thanks.
Have a good weekend, guys.
I guess that's another solution too.
Right.
Maybe I'll buy a fat finger ring.
Did you ever do that whole thing? the Renew Your Vows thing?
Yeah, yeah. Our 20th when we went to Clearwater Beach.
Oh, yeah?
You guys gave me a hard time. Yeah, we had right on the beach.
I got questions about that.
Awesome.
That's a sticky situation right there.
It's easy. It's fun.
I know it's easy, but...
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 627.
About that whole renewing the vows thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like a catch-22? Picture this.
Okay, how?
Sicily, 1957.
Right.
Now, if that comes up, first off, what's the reason behind it? Like what's wrong with the vows you already have?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with the vows you already have, but like for us at 20 years, Susan really wanted to do it on the beach. And I was like, that's kind of cool. You know, I like that whole beach idea.
Right.
And that's where we were going to be for our anniversary. And it, you know what it feels like? It's kind of like you're re-upping. Not re-upping. You kind of feel like you're going back to like when you did your vows, your wedding day. It's nice.
Right.
It's nice. It's a happy time, you know, when you got married. And you kind of you feel that a little bit, even though it's not a big ceremony, not the big thing that the wedding was.
So what happens if, you know.
And you do kind of re-up in a way.
Right? What happens if one of you says, why don't we redo our vows? And the other one goes,
hell no.
Like, that seems like a lot to go through. What's wrong with the vows we already have?
It's not a lot to go through. And it's symbolic. It's, you know. It's nice.
But it's symbolic of what? Now are you buying new rings to go along with it? Are you doing the whole thing?
No, we didn't get new rings, but we had, like, you know, the rent-a-preacher on the beach and, you know, the photographer taking some pictures. It's just the two of us and the woman preacher who was there. It was nice. It was, I don't know, it was just... symbolic. That's all it is, really.
Right.
You get a couple of nice pictures. It's your 20th anniversary. That's
now,
for us,
listen,
that's what it was.
On the radio, everybody knows Raj as the nice guy, the sweet guy, goes along with everything. And then mostly in his personal life, he is that way.
Yeah. And that wasn't tough to go along with at all.
However
what?
There are certain things that never really see the light of day in conversations on this show. So my question to you is, I want an honest answer.
Yes.
When... she brought up doing the vows again.
Uh-huh.
Not one party was like, oh, man, this sounds like a hassle. Can't we just go to Clearwater Beach and have a vacation without being a pain?
Well, when she first brought it up, I'm like, redo the vows? Like, with who? What do you mean? Ooh. Like, I'm picturing, are we going to, like, we're going to Florida where it's hot and we're going to be on the beach and we're going to, like, a church to do this? It's going to be a priest? Like, what do we? And she's like, no, on the beach, like, nice and relaxed. I'm like, all right,
so you had to be sold a little.
You
didn't just jump in, you know.
Yeah, no, I said, renew the vows. How do we, like, I didn't know how we were going to do it. I didn't want it to be long and big involved thing, other people being invited. No, so, and that's not what it was. So I was very happy with that.
See, I'm surprised.
Nice and casual.
I'm surprised for on-air purposes, you didn't completely flip the script. Like, I thought it would be incredibly romantic, so I am surprised Susan was renewing our vows. So every female in the office is, why aren't you like Roger? You suck. Yeah, I knew I should have married your brother.
She was driving the vow renewal train, so she planned the whole thing, and it was really nice. It was very nice.
Hey, Evil Raj, were you there in Clearwater Beach surprised. When they renewed their vows?
I was banging bitches left and right.
Right?
There was no renewal of vows anywhere to be found. I hate ceremonies like that.
Of course you
did. You probably got the Clearwater Beach. You probably got some of the older ones.
I did, absolutely. Some of them were almost 100 years old. It was great.
Nice. Bang the dust right off their ovaries.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Best sex I ever had.
Thanks, Evil.
And you didn't have to buy no new rings.
Absolutely not. I pawned mine off years ago.
The only ring he's buying is the Nuva ring. Make sure he doesn't knock up any of his, quote, bitches.
6:31.
Thanks for hanging out this morning.
Here's Ted.
I love you.
Your BAV Browns Jeep headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic. Right now on the roads, we are in pretty good shape here. We do have a lot of traffic into the Hamptons. Sunrise Highway eastbound, east of exit 64. The LIE Northern Parkways both pick up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.